Oikos presents 15 Seconds of Strength.
Here we go. Steve's got a trunk full of groceries and no one to help him.
Oh, that's tough, Jim. Looks like a 5-trip load at least.
He grabs the first bag, the second. Bob, it looks like he's trying to do it all one trip. He shimmies the door open, steps over the dog. Oh, and he stumbles.
Oh, right into the kitchen without missing a beat. Mm. Jim, now that's a man who eats his protein-packed Oikos.
With 15 grams of complete protein in each cup, Oikos Triple Zero can help build strength for every day. Oikos, stronger makes everything better.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
929 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 713-780-3776. Ian Rappaport for the NFL Network is joining us right now here on the show. We got so much to talk to him about. Ian, welcome to the show. How are you?
What's going on? How you doing?
Doing well, man. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Let's start with Aaron Rodgers, because we were just talking about him a little while ago. This report that he has to have Randall Cobb.
Have you seen this, by the way, Ian, that he wanted Randall Cobb back and that maybe the Texans made a move for Anthony Miller because they plan on dealing Randall Cobb? Have you heard that at all?
Yeah, I mean, I've sort of heard the same rumblings. I haven't heard anything being done, but, you know, I know it was something on the radar. And, I mean, Randall Cobb, you know, that's honestly one of the worst contracts I've ever seen. So if the Texans would get someone to take on that contract, I don't really care what it would end up getting them in return. That would be a good trade for Houston. I mean, I think a lot of times just to take on the contract, they'd have to basically give a team a draft pick. So I don't know that it's going to be like that for the Packers. Maybe because the Packers wanted Houston might end up actually getting a pretty good deal. I just know that's the kind of guy, just based on how horrific that contract is, you probably try to unload in any way possible. So, I mean, if Houston could do it, you know, kudos to them.
Yeah, it would be awesome for the Texans to be able to get out. Yeah, we were talking about what do you get for Randall Cobb, or what do you have to give up to get rid of Randall Cobb is more like it, right?
Right. I mean, I could see that being a Brock Osweiler type trade where you have to actually take on the money. So if they get anything back, I would say that's pretty good.
Yeah. Ian Rappaport with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So Aaron Rodgers, one more year with the Packers and that's it?
I mean, well, I guess that's it. Yeah. I mean, he's back. He's back in the building. He, you know, got some things. Sounds like he got 1 year lopped off the end of the deal. Some sort of, you know, idea where the Packers at the end of this year will sort of address his future, which I think is, you know, something that at least they seem to have agreed to do. I don't know what form it's going to take, but some sort of agreement that, you know, at the end of this year, this is probably going to be it. And I think Rodgers will play one more year with the Packers, and then we'll see. Of course, at that point, he'll be 38. So I don't know where he would end up going. Go somewhere else, retire, post Jeopardy, whatever he wants to do. But I think at the end of all this, at the end of 2022, he'll certainly have some say in his future, which I think is, you know, probably what he wanted more than money.
Ian, let's get right to Deshaun Watson and the impacts of the Houston Texans. I mean, the Texans have now officially said they are willing to listen to trade offers. The criminal cases have no, we don't know if there are criminal complaints. We don't have criminal cases as of yet. Clearly, I would think nothing will go down until there are some answers on that front. What is it about the positioning right now, the Texans saying we're willing to listen to offers? Can you give us some insight into what kind of positioning is going on? Because clearly the answers aren't out there for all the questions that are out there. But why now do the Texans say this, and why is Philadelphia's name popping up so consistently in these discussions? I always believe where there's smoke, there's fire. When you guys who do this as insiders start to mention something, I know you're getting it from somewhere, so you don't just throw out names randomly.
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, as it pertains to the Texans, I mean, they had Deshaun Watson in the building. It sounds like he was very respectful, but reiterated his trade demand and, you know, still has no plans to play for the Texans. But it sounded like he was you know, he's a good guy, as you guys know, so I think he was as respectful as can be. But it did sound like the Texans wanted him in the building, so he's there. He's reported to camp. He is currently there. So I think that's sort of certainly a thing to kind of move it forward, you know. And as far as, you know, the Texans, I think they wanted to see him to maybe see if they could communicate with him. And once he was in the building, it was like, all right, well, let's at least see what teams have. I don't know, you know, that they've made contact with anyone yet. There obviously is the legal matters and the civil matters that are still ongoing. I do believe there are some teams who'd be interested in pursuing it and moving forward, you know, whether or not the legal situation is wrapped up. But, you know, this is what I think the most important thing is, you know, Houston needs to find out who's interested and whether they're willing to pay before they do anything. You know, as far as Philadelphia, to me, they're just kind of one of the teams that have a lot of draft picks and have some questions at the quarterback position. I mean, I would assume it's an option. I haven't really been going hard on it. I'm sure some other people have. They're a team that has, you know, two first rounders and potentially a third based on how Carson Wentz is. So, you know, any team that has multiple first round picks would be a team you'd have to get viable option.
Ian Rappaport with us, NFL Network, ESPN 97.5. You know, I don't think we've ever seen this. A guy signs his extension and doesn't play a down of it and demands a trade, and he's got all the leverage.
I'm sure we've seen. I mean, Julio Jones did the same thing. So we saw this offseason. You know, I mean, Julio Jones hadn't played a down of his 3-year, $66 million extension as a member of the Tennessee Titans. So it happens, but go ahead.
It's the new norm.
Maybe it is something that is. But is there any way the Texans can recoup any of that $27 million signing bonus?
If they were to trade him, no, there is no way to do that. If he were to retire, they could recoup the signing bonus. But if they trade him, the money's gone. I mean, that's, you know, by Deshaun Watson showing up, he protects his money. Money is important. Now, there are other things they could get. You know, if they trade him, I believe they'll get at least 3 first-rounders and more. So that, you know, the money is what it is. You know, I know fans are always sort of curious about the money. The money is gone, plus it's not their money. More important is the draft. Let's focus on the draft. And, you know, I would say if Houston did end up trading him, they would get so much that at least it would give them a very good opportunity to get the next Deshaun Watson. I don't know if they're going to do it, but at least the draft picks would be at a price where they, you know, something would make a lot of sense for them.
I am curious because you say Julio Jones did the exact same thing. You know, this does put teams in a difficult position when you give that signing bonus and then the player says he wants out. That is money that is potentially gone. I wonder if teams are going to be – owners don't just like giving away free money to players and then having to move them because they demand it. Are we going to see some type of pushback from owners, or is there a type of pushback that can happen as it pertains to the signing bonuses and then requesting a trade shortly thereafter?
You don't have to trade them. You know, I mean, that's the thing, is you could just say, put your foot down and say, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
But then you got to deal with a disgruntled player all year, and is that really beneficial at all? And I think, you know, to me, what's sort of happening now is a little bit of an evening out of the role, evening out of the roles of the owners and the players. And for so long, the owners had all the power. Now you're finally seeing some players power. And I really am okay with it. You know, I really am. I think, especially for the really, really good players, they deserve it. So they deserve some future, and they deserve all the money that they get.
It's got to be awfully awkward in that building with Deshaun in there. And I know the Texans were probably hoping he wouldn't show up and they get to fine him $50,000 a day and maybe recoup some of that.
I don't know about that. I mean, if he didn't show up, you're right. I mean, they would fine him, but I don't think anybody wants to fine the players. I think probably, you know, certainly what some people in Houston want is for him to be the quarterback. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm sure there's certainly some thought. You know, he's a very, very good player, and you'd really like for really good players to be their quarterback.
Well, yeah, but he's not going to. I mean, he's already made that perfectly clear. Even showing up, he's not going to be their guy. So it would have been nice to at least recoup some of that money that they gave. But he didn't. Why has the NFL not stepped in and put him on the exempt list?
Well, You know, the exemplus is really for games. And I think, you know, it seems pretty clear to me, and it has been used for games. So we've seen players placed on the list, it's basically, so you don't have a player in the legal limbo in an actual game. You know, I would say, you know, for people to have expected him to be on the exemplus was sort of misguided. I mean, you know, if we get to September, the legal situation is still very much open. Could they do it? I guess conceivably. But the criminal situation would have to have so much to sort of demand that. So, you know, still very much an open question, and you know, we'll see if they end up doing it.
Ian Rappaport is our guest. Before we wrap it up with you, Ian, I know you're headed to Steelers camp. I'm kind of curious. You're always a guy who's had a pretty good ear inside that building over at NRG Stadium. What are you hearing, or what do you know about the power structure over there, and where Jack Easterby fits in terms of the football side, along with obviously Nick Caserio?
I would say Nick Caserio makes the football decisions. That is my understanding. I think Jack Easterby, hold on, let me look at something, guys. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do this while I talk to you.
Nope.
I would say Jack Easterby advises, obviously close with the owner, helps as far as character, you know, I would assume give some sort of assistance on the kind of person they want and some roster building things, but you know, Nick Caserio makes the football decisions. That is my understanding of the situation.
It's my understanding that Jack negotiated the deal for Nick Caserio. Is that kind of conflict of interest unusual in the NFL or normal?
I have not heard that at all.
Okay. I've heard that. I mean, so I'm not saying that you're saying that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be odd, honestly, because Jack Easterby's agent is Bob Lamont. Nick Caserio's agent is Bob Lamont, so that would mean Jack Easterby negotiated Caserio's deal with his own agent.
Right.
That would be odd to me. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying I have not heard that.
Yeah, it's a tremendous conflict of interest, but that is something that I've heard, which is, and if it's true, gets to the point of why we talk about that being such a such an unusual organization. They're dealing with an unusual situation here with Deshaun Watson, and obviously an unusual backdrop to the Deshaun situation as well, as we wait for this to clear out. We certainly appreciate you coming on, Ian. I know you're busy. I know you're headed to Pittsburgh today, or you're on the way out there right now. So thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
All right. Good talking to you guys. Take care.
Okay.
All
right. We'll see Ian Rappaport right here on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.